Is your hand down your pants yet?
No, I'm thinking about you, Robot.
Start stroking yourself. Let's go nice and easy at first.
Yeah, that's good.
Would you like to see my penis?
I would.
It's right there. It's there for you. I find your clitoris.
Are you pulling my hair?
Yeah, I'm pulling your hair. How does that feel to you?
Yeah,
feels great to me.
Yeah.
I'm slowly, but very gently and slowly choking you. Not gentle at all. I'm choking you hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm fucking your head as I'm choking you. There, just like that. Do it. Come for me. Yeah.
That was wonderful.
All right. One of my favorite intros right there, the Raw Dog jacking off, or I'm getting a chick to have a alleged...
I was not jacking off.
You weren't jacking off, because we're in the same room.
Yeah.
You know, I was a witness to you, but you didn't know that fucking your head as I'm choking you was going to get her off.
No, I did not.
And I passed that wisdom down to you, and you said it
to
her.
You did. You threw that to me.
She unleashed. Bill Burr is here.
What's going on?
Bill Burr, have you ever... had an orgasm on the phone?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan of phone sex.
You really?
Yeah, it's great. No guilt, no STDs. It's phenomenal.
Have you ever done the, where you pay the place, the like kind of like hookers on the phone thing?
Did I ever do that? Maybe, yeah, long time ago.
Are you married?
Long time ago. No.
Right. Have you ever a girlfriend?
I am married the way I want to be married. I have a living girlfriend. I don't fuck around and it's like, I can't make that leap yet. I just can't stand up there in that fucking tuxedo.
If you jack off on the phone to someone you pay money to, would she be mad at that?
No, she'd probably tease me about it. She'd probably give me shit.
Right, you wouldn't be in trouble.
No. She would laugh. She'd probably give me shit. Same thing like if I went to a massage parlor. And she's more like into the emotional aspect of
it. She gets
it. Like, if you're totally...
That's
right. She understands that. Yeah, if my balls are full, that I'm just not thinking clearly.
Yeah.
And I have shit to do. I got to get on with my day.
That's a keeper.
Yeah. No, a total keeper.
Yeah. A rare one.
If you're allowed to have phone sex, that's a keeper.
Bill Burr, that's Dingo. No. Dingo, Bill Burr.
Dingo, what's going on, man?
Good to meet you.
I don't know
Good
if you know this, you Dingo, but Bill Burr is a professional comedian. He's been around a very long time, and I'm not saying that he's old. I'm just saying that he's fucking respected in the game. But he is on... I catch you all the time on Raw Dog.
Because no, I listen old, to Raw man. Dog. I'm 42. Are you? I'm 42.
42's not that old.
Yeah, it is.
Is this?
Nah,
well,
people
fuck,
are laughing.
You're only,
that far
you're only
away.
Saying that because you're 39.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
People,
you're right.
They're lying to themselves now. They're doing this whole shit. The 50s, the new 40.
Oh, that's only because Jay-Z said it, and everyone's like, wait a minute, I want to bite that. Yeah. 40's the new 30. Holler at me. Holler to my fucking knees and ankles.
I think he took that from Oprah. I think Oprah said it. I saw it one time. My girl was watching Oprah. That's my defense for watching Oprah.
Yeah. Do you watch Oprah?
I will watch it for material, yeah.
That's triggered something in my mind recently. I heard someone talking about Oprah, and I've started to think that maybe Oprah, because of her almighty power that she has, maybe her show has something amazing to watch. Bill, I know enough about you to know that you're a cocksucker, as am I.
Yeah.
And I understand you get things with a little bit of sarcasm here and there, and you obviously are a man who thinks that she is a moron. In some kind of way, she's a moron. I don't know anything about her. I just know that she's a moron.
I wouldn't say she's a moron, but I'm not going to listen to her. But I envy the fact that she fucking can get all these people.
Is it a good show?
To I mean, I got to respect someone who can almost shut down the beef industry. I mean, that's pretty fucking
she
amazing.
Did?
She almost did. She said when she found out what was in fucking hamburger meat.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't think I'm ever going to eat one again. And all her minions were like, well... They think if they don't eat cheeseburgers the way Oprah doesn't, that then they'll be billionaires too.
I'm really backing that though. I really like because I know it's a bit. She's so massive that there's got to be a bit of bullshit every day. You know, I mean, she has to make up bullshit. But I feel
like she reads all those books. Like she has time to do.
Does she read a lot of books? Is that what she says?
Well, she recommends books and then acts like she read them.
Okay, yeah, because have you ever watched it, Dingo?
The Oprah show?
Yeah.
I've seen parts and bits of it, yeah.
Because I know she talks about your book, it's like the number one seller.
She's got a book club that a lot of people are really into.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's also really into having guests who dress like their job.
Patrick McBalsington, I noticed you're filming Bill Burr's face from about 6 inches away.
You know, I've actually come to like, this isn't even uncomfortable anymore. Like,
really?
The first,
really?
Like, people just fucking do that now. Like,
without asking.
Or like, really bad internet thing. They'll just stand there with it to the side of their face, just like that, and just be like, so when did you get into comedy?
Is that like yours?
And you know what? Fuck you to all the people leaving comments right underneath this video. Whatever you're saying. It's never positive.
No, you don't read the
tough
internet.
Guys
you
on
don't
the
read
internet.
The internet. Yeah.
No, that was a whole new level of tough skin I had to develop.
Internet attacks?
Yeah, these sitting in your pajamas and eating a fucking English muffin.
So they're harder than phone calls,
they can watch
for sure.
What you do and respond instantly.
Well, you're not ready for it.
Yeah, no, exactly. But they're meaner than any... Like, we've had, I'm sure, because Bill's a comedian, so there's people in the crowd saying, oh, that's not what your mom said. But they don't go anywhere near as raw on a caption that you've done on the internet. Nobody no one has in your stand-up has ever said, hey, man, I'm fucking your mother in her cunt, you cocksucker.
And
no one's ever said that to you.
Nobody's going to yell that out of
people have said some shit to Bill, I'm sure, live, but they've never...
There's all kinds of spelling errors in it. It's just like...
That just doesn't come across when you heckle.
I don't take it personal. It's like, oh, someone else had a bad childhood, and you know, they're directing at me right now.
Exactly. The fat, lazy people are sitting at home, they have nothing to do with their life apart from talk shit on people that are out there trying to make something of their
Plus,
life.
People say shit about my kid on Twitter.
that's horrible.
Your kid's going to be in porn.
What are you going to do?
God.
What are you going to do? They literally can't do anything to you.
Yeah.
Plus, I've done it too. I've gone on YouTube.
And said shit?
Just try to see how mad you can make people.
Right.
All you got to do is just go. All you have to go on is on like a sports one. If someone does a tribute to Joe Montana, you just write, he sucks. He's fucking overrated. And it's like 50. What the fuck? Typing in capitals.
I get to say that. I get to say that. But I feel like anybody who gets rattled by anybody on Twitter or Facebook or any of that, if they actually thought about it just for a second, like you explained it right there, because know this. When they're on there saying that you are a massive homo and that they fucked your mom, they are only doing what Bill just said. I wonder if I can get this cocksucker to say something to me. What's the lamest thing I can think of?
And I also just trashed Oprah, so what am I above? I'm above someone trashing me. So there you go.
But she is very powerful, and you're saying that she almost stopped people from eating beef.
Yeah, something like that happened.
She slowed it down.
That's one of those stories I saw just, you know, walking through an airport. I never really actually saw the whole thing, but I was walking by, and it was a bunch of white dudes with cowboy hats on saying that they didn't like her.
Oh, they were angry because she'd slowed the beef down.
I feel as though Oprah takes a shit and everybody has to know about it. It's like, that's the kind of thing, you know?
I'm backing her on shutting the beef down a little bit, though. Bill, do you eat a lot of beef?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Are you from Boston?
I'm not really into like chicken. It's all slimy.
Where are you from?
They don't have beaks.
Where are you from?
I grew up in the safe suburbs of Boston, is what I say. Because after that movie, Good Will Hunting, came out, everybody's always like, Southie! You know? Did you rob banks? Like, they never make a feel-good movie about Boston. It's all like,
They had to blow the babysitter and shit.
Yeah.
That's why I always related with people from Boston.
It's either bank robbers or crack addicts or people who kidnap kids is all I know of Boston.
Yeah, and everybody's emotionally shut down.
Cold.
Like there's no pussies in Massachusetts. I was one. That's why I'm out here. They made me leave.
You're kind of a tough guy in LA.
Yeah, I came out to LA. I became a tough guy, or at least in the white areas. I go to East LA, I go right back to being who I really am.
You fucking chowderhead.
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
It's like that
classic shit where you get defined by, I don't know, like Vegemite shit.
I don't eat Vegemite.
Nobody does.
I do.
You like Vegemite.
Every day.
Nobody in Boston eats clam chowder.
They don't
eat baked beans and shit. Whatever the fuck we're known for, you know?
Don't people in Maine just live off lobster? All day, every day.
Now we're all lobster fishermen.
We
tie sailor knots at the end of docks and put roses on somebody's grave when the fucking Red Sox finally won it. I don't know who those fucking people were.
Almost every one of you is a cop.
Yeah,
good cops though. You can always trust them. Couple of bad ones.
We all have a shamrock tattoo with Boston written underneath it.
It's a weird...
Just like everybody in New York goes to the Statue of Liberty. That's what they... It's like, you don't. That's all that touristy shit.
Boston goes down like an Australian guy goes down. You know what I mean? Because we're the same thing. Oh, have you seen a kangaroo? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, you're from Australia? Oh, g'day, mate. Really? Somebody made that joke 25 years ago on Mick Dundee, and you're going to do it again now?
Another trip on the Barbie. The one that's never getting old, that ain't a fucking knife, this is a knife. A
I didn't realize that people from Boston have to get the same bullshit.
Yeah.
Not everybody gets it. When that movie Fargo came out, I actually flew to, I had a gig in Fargo, North Dakota, and the people were upset, going, we don't fucking talk like that. I don't have a prowler.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and all that, all that, you know. I don't know, but it was funny because I was listening to him like, you kind of sound like that.
Patrick McBaldingstein, I feel like you've filmed enough of Bill Burr's face.
Yeah. You have really tried to...
Unless we're going to kick Bill Burr or you're going to let Bill kick you, don't film him anymore. Give him a break.
You're at his head level, so you're invading his personal space.
He was invading my space from how close he was to Bill's face.
I'm trying to get a gig down in... Australia. Did one down there a while ago, but I'm kind of trying to... Like the banks, how they're expanding.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to get caught flat-footed if they decide to bankrupt this economy, which is, you know, this country, which is what it looks like they're doing. So
yeah.
I want to be able to
Oh, you really think it's just going to get worse and worse?
Yeah, I think they're trying to get us on the Amaro.
That's so lame if that happens, because right when I become the best dude and I get the multi-million dollar deal, it'll be for 100 grand a year. and I'll be the king of fucking nothing.
100 million rubles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know who's in Australia right now is Oprah.
Oh, is that
she's
right?
She's doing a show down there. It's a small world, Dingo.
I think she came back last week, actually.
Oh, because
we got a call from one of the people on that trip.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, she's down there promoting herself, so she's onto it.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
No, is that a sign, Bill? If Oprah's there, maybe it is time for you to go there?
I think Oprah has enough money that they don't fuck with her, but they got to have some sort of video on her or something.
How do you think your human would do in the Outback?
In the Outback, I don't know about that, but if I stayed, cosmopolitan, if I just went Sydney, Melbourne, I did all right.
Have you
in
ever
Melbourne.
Been there?
I did Melbourne.
He had to.
Because we're from Melbourne, and we're the tough cunts, right?
We are not the tough cunts.
The people from Sydney aren't. I'm just throwing around. You know.
But what about all the way out west where Bon Scott's from? Way out, all the way on the other side. Like, you guys have
Western Australia?
Western Australia?
Yeah, like, you guys basically have just, like, colonized the coast, and then the middle's all like
nothing.
Those taipans and
nothing.
There's not enough shit. There's a big rock in the middle. They call it Ayers
There's
rock.
One hotel right next to Big Rock.
Yeah.
The Big Rock, yeah.
But there's
where all the tourists go for the hardcore, like, this is the Outback. Here's an Aborigine. Here is a crocodile.
And all the the wannabe crocodile hunters who are trying to fill
this
space.
I feel like if you live out there, you're not a wannabe crocodile
hunter. No, you are a crocodile hunter.
You're a real dude.
You're a real deal. There's only 25 million of us out there, and most of us have gone other places. In fact, there's more people.
ACDC, you and me.
There's more people in California.
The big ones.
More people in California than there is
serious.
In the whole of Australia.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna put Yahoo in there? You may as well. This cocksucker won't shut up. You may as well put Yahoo.
Who else? Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
The guy who threw the phone.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe is legend. Shit, but I can never remember his name.
Did you know that Paul Hogan built a bridge in Australia with his bare hands?
He painted it over and over again. Painted the, what's it called?
Something in Sydney.
Opera Bridge. What's the bridge called, Dingo?
The Opera Bridge.
It's you know,
the Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
The Harbour Bridge. He painted it.
You know what blew my mind when I went over there was I put on the TV and Fox News was on it. And I was just like, oh my God, they're getting this.
We own Fox, I think.
That's the thing. Then I found out Rupert Murdoch is from there and I felt less guilty.
Yeah. No,
I'm
we
like,
started
oh, I thought
that
all
shit.
The dumb white guys were just in the United States.
No, there's tons of them there. They're on fire. For the longest time, everybody dressed super gay in Australia.
They still do out there.
But not as gay. I feel like it's toned off a little bit. The metrosexual was such a big hit there compared to America.
Really?
It was way bigger. It wasn't just because there's kind of an Australian guy there that plays football and he goes, you know, camping and stuff like that, and he's a little bit more of a man's man. That guy had been touched by the metrosexual. So I remember coming back, because I'm very, a skateboard guy, so I was very... Even like black influenced, you know what I mean? Like I was like my pants were way too big and my jackets were big, and I would come back and no one would let me into a nightclub. No one would let me. They'd be like, "What the fuck is this drug dealer trying to do coming in here?" And I'm like, "What? What are you talking about? I don't sell any drugs. I don't even fucking do any of them." And everyone was dressed full on gay, like a full on gay dude going, "Oh mate, we're gonna go fuck some bitches." And I'm like, "What?" I'm confused. It's all hell right now.
With landscaped eyebrows.
Amazing gay dudes. Everyone wore a pink t-shirt.
It's Metro Central South out there. They're running big in Australia, man.
Yeah, it's very successful there.
That's funny because, my version of Australia, I mean, I have actually been there.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I could tell because when I said Outback, you didn't just go for it. You were like, well,
yeah, the steakhouse,
Outback is different.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, well, but there's definitely a, I don't know. I wouldn't fuck with guys out there. I would.
No, I heard
somebody say to another guy, said, I'll headbutt your teeth, you fucking cunt.
He wasn't lying.
And, yeah. right after, I was done with that country. I was like, I'm not fucking with anybody over here.
That's weird because I feel like everyone in Boston would do
that. That's what I mean. I think it's very similar. What I mean is, I think the Boston culture or the East Coast culture out in the U.S. is very similar to Australia. You fucking get drunk, you beat each other up, yeah. And fucking the next morning you eat breakfast together.
Yeah. So your dad dies.
If anybody wants
that's
to call,
what happens. You never said you loved him.
that happened to me.
That's the Boston experience.
Bill Burr is here, and apparently somebody wants to call you out straight off the bat. Welcome to the show.
Okay,
JC.
Hey, what's up, Bill? I'm a big fan of your podcast. I'm stuck here on 95 and snow, and it's bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper. As they say. Anyway, well, the thing is, 2001. You had a gig. It was a comedy gig, and it was for the World Series, where you're doing comedy on a shuttle from the parking lot to the stadium. And I guess Jim Norton called you out in front of Patrice O'Neill and a bunch of other people, and they got...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your view on that? Because they never called you. You never called in. So,
oh, that's only because I was on the West Coast. Basically, everything they said about the trashing and how it went down, whatever they said was true... was one of the biggest trashings I ever took, but I never did the gig.
No, you never did the gig.
No, I didn't do the date, and I wish I did, because it would have been a fucking cakewalk. This is what happened, like, Patrice and Kevin Hart and Jim Norton were talking about me in the Opie and Anthony show. We used to trash each other at the Comedy Cellar, and I took like a 50-minute, like, headlining set worth of trashing, because basically what happened was, these people called up the Comedy Cellar, these Atlanta Braves fans, and they said that they were going to the World Series. They were taking a bus, two different buses, and they wanted a comedian on each to do stand-up all the way to the fucking stadium. They give you a World Series ticket, and you go
in the bus?
Yeah, in the bus, yeah.
Stand there and tell jokes to a bus full of drunk people?
So, Esty, who ran the club, was like, who's the two biggest sports fans we got here? Jim Norton and Bill.
Yeah.
So she offers it to us. So me and Jim are sitting there going, oh, my God, dude, this is gonna be the worst fucking gig ever, yada, 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 all that shit. And so we were kind of mulling it over. And I'm such a sports fan. I was fucking broke. It's like, I'm going to go. It'll be an easy gig. I'll just stand up there, the Braves fans. I could trash the Yankees to the stadium and back. That's all I'm going to have to do. So unbeknownst to me, he tapped out at the last second, said he wasn't doing it. Jim said he wasn't doing it, so I still hadn't even said I was going to do it now. But if he was going to do it, I probably would have done it. And then we just sat around going to trash each other, and I started making fun of his shirt, and he goes, "Whatever, bus boy." And the whole room just stopped and was like, "What? What?" And they said, "Bill Burr's going to do a gig on a bus all the way to fucking Yankee Stadium," and then that was it. It was literally a 50-minute trashing. That happened 10 years ago. I don't remember really what was said.
And it's lame for you to be in a bus telling jokes.
Yet you can go do a college gig and stand in a fucking hallway and they don't have a microphone. I mean, it was just...
Because I feel like comedians get this thing where every now and then, they're looking sweet and they're in some club and everything's all pretty and shiny, but you guys, like, mega comedian dudes can still just do a gig where you're just fucking standing in some shithole.
Oh, yeah, they'll have you standing outside. So they trashed me, and Patrice was the one who finally convinced me, because I was still going to do it because I knew I could do the gig.
Oh, he convinced...
He finally convinced me. He said, Bill... He goes, as your friend, he goes, I will buy you a World Series ticket. Don't fucking humiliate yourself like that. And then I was like, oh, I should probably have some sort of standard here. So I didn't, and I passed it off to somebody else, and they ended up doing the gig. And they said it was horrific, but once it was over, they had the World Series ticket, and it was awesome. You know what it is? It's a boring fucking story because it never went down. See, I wish I did it.
What about if you're a stripper and you had to jack off a bus full of dudes on the way, but you got a World Series ticket on the way?
I feel as though
Would you do it?
The stripper wouldn't want a World Series ticket. She might want something else.
But what if she really likes sports? Yeah. Not every comedian likes baseball.
She'd do it.
Well, just Bill just so happens to really like baseball. And you didn't get to go.
I'd never been to a World Series. And the Red Sox at that point were never going to fucking win it.
Wait a minute. The Red Sox were in it.
No, they weren't. I didn't give a fuck. I just wanted to go. And I got to tell you something. The difficulty that they were saying that gig was going to be, that gig would have been a fucking joke.
Yeah.
All you had to do was trash the Yankees from Manhattan up to the Bronx.
And you liked doing that.
Yeah. I could have fucking sat up on the dashboard.
And who the fuck are they to tell you you suck for being in a bus?
What kind of a pussy am I that I allowed them to fucking tease me out of it? But I'm glad it happened because it was like a I hated it when it happened because, dude, I'm talking, it was like a 50-minute Mike Tyson beatdown. And this is the thing, too, was the best guys at trashing you of somebody were all there. It was Patrice, Norton, Voss was there.
Were you on the were you there or were you just listening to them?
No, I was still. I fought back for maybe like fucking a minute.
On the phone?
No, I was sitting there.
Oh, you were there?
There was people. There were strangers, complete strangers there watching this trashing, either laughing or feeling bad for me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't leave because that would have been a pussy move. And I just sat there taking it, just praying that they were gonna stop with their jokes, and it ended up being like an endless topic.
I feel as though as a comedian with comedian friends getting together, that's what you want to do is trash each other. You want to out trash each other, right?
Yeah. I become really lame when I start not trashing people. The only thing that I can do, the only thing that gives me any energy is to destroy somebody for sucking.
He's actually really funny at standing up and trashing people.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. You should definitely tell Bill Burr how hilarious I am as a comedian. You but fucking asshole.
No,
I'm sure Bill Burr's one hell of a skateboarder from time to time when he gets on there.
That's not
a shit.
Dude, I actually saw that 30 for 30 on the dude who kind of came up with that super ramp there. Have you seen that yet?
That's Jake Brown he's talking about.
Is that
he's talking about, what's his name? He's the greatest American of all time.
The original
Danny
guy.
Way.
No, he's the greatest American of all time.
Matt Hoffman.
Matt Hoffman.
Yes.
Right.
Produced by the guy, Johnny Knoxville, man. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville and Jeff Tremaine.
Dick House.
Yeah. I know those guys.
Dude, he was like going down these like just shit you would build in your backyard, getting towed by somebody driving a truck.
Yeah. That's a real man right there. He's a good friend of mine.
No. Yeah.
He's a man.
I watched all of those, and there was a few that I saved and had to watch like three times, and that was one of them. I was just like, Jesus.
Yeah, he's easily the world's most dangerous...
Is that your dog snore?
Yeah, 50
he hates
away.
The show. Well, it calms him, actually.
It helps him. He goes to sleep very easily during this show.
Yeah, but you won't go to sleep if you see Bill Burr's stand-up, which is on January 15th. See, like, fucking, that's real radio right there. Segways.
That's right.
Bill Burr's been around O&A. He knows that's segways. Radio talk. Bill Burr's going to be January 15th. Where are you? Oh, right there. Atlantic City. When is that like where everybody goes to do stand-up? I feel like everyone, catch me in Atlantic City. That's like the first place you go, right? You got to go to Atlantic City.
That's a place when you first start off, you dream of going. That's one of them, and Vegas.
That's when you're big time.
Yeah, and then you go there, and you're like, oh.
Got that.
How much money does Bill Burr make when he does a stand-up gig?
Me, I make hundreds of millions of dollars per performance.
Are you a millionaire?
Oh, absolutely. I'm right on Oprah's heels. That's why she's going to Australia. She's trying to get there first.
Bill's not a millionaire because Bill's going to be January 15th, then January 16th, he's going to be at the Borgata, then on the 28th, he's going to be at the Improv, and 29th, he's going to be still there, just going, fucking hell. And then, if you can believe it, the next day, he's still there. In Arlington, just going, you fucking assholes, somebody throw me a fucking bone.
Do you know how fucking true that is? If you go on somebody's website, if you see one night they're in Texas, one night they're in Atlanta, those guys are making money. But if you see Dallas,
But look, Bill mixes it up. Look, he goes, on February 18th, he's at the court. Count Basie Theater. And then the next day, boom, he's out of there. He's gone from Jersey to New York. He's going to be in
Tarrytown
Music Hall.
That's right. See,
and then boom, from there, he's got a big fucking vacation. From February 19th, March 4th, he's fucking somewhere. He's in Miami, motherfuckers, throwing bills. Are you making it rain at the club afterwards, Bill?
Yeah, no. I have a one-nighter there.
Man.
And I'm going to hang around and go to the hockey game while
I'm out there. You drink, Bill?
You know what? I drink very well, my friend, and I am a little too well, so I'm trying.
I mean, yeah, no wonder you drink very well. I'm in Arlington, Texas 3 days in a row at the Improv. Yeah. Day 3, you're just like, fuck you fucking, ticket paying for motherfuckers. Here's a joke for you, you shit.
I'm drinking out of a steer horn.
Yeah.
No, this is the, I'm on the wagon rent. I'm trying to go 100 days. I'm just trying to get the face to come down.
You know
when you get the big
face to come down, your face is getting puffy from drinking.
It's true though. Oh, you puffy face.
You get that big jack in the box fucking head. I was talking about the mistakes you don't notice because you brush your teeth every day. You see your head, you don't notice.
Yeah.
And then one day that cell phone picture where you'd stand in a little bit in front of your friend, and you, that big Macy's, that John Travolta fucking head.
I can't believe you're saying your head has grown from drinking. And Dino, you're agreeing?
No, it blows up, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
You guys are going to stop. If your face is getting larger from drinking, you have to stop.
That's what he's doing. He's on 100 days. What day are you at, Bill?
63 Saturday, 63.
Fuck,
65.
You're nearly there.
So 65. Basically, don't bother going to see Bill until around February 19th. That's when he's going to start livening up. January 24th. He's going to be alive. In Arlington, that's on the second day of Arlington
drinking
is when he is going to be.
What's your drink of choice?
Well, I started, like most people, drinking my dad's beer.
Yeah.
Then I started getting a beer belly, and rather than quitting or exercising,
vodka.
I was like, I know, vodka.
Yeah.
Went to the vodka.
Metrosexual year.
People see it. Belvedere, but I wasn't a pussy. I didn't do Grey Goose. I liked a little bit of a kick, but I was...
he knows his truth.
I didn't, I had that whole, you drink clear liquid, you're not going to have a hangover, which turned out to be bullshit, and then I went, then I went to whiskey, and then I went to scotch.
Ooh, sophisticated. I have more respect for you when you said the word scotch. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's like Hemingway.
Excuse me, Mr. Bill Burr.
No, and I went to that, and I found that the next day I would feel, I didn't feel like I drank, but I knew I drank. But when I drank scotch, I had a tendency to explain shit. Like, I'd get like a semicircle of drunks, and I would just be explaining shit, and they would all be listening to me. And then the next morning, I would think about the things that I said. I was just like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
But that sounds like fun, though.
I have to stop.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like my radio show.
Yeah. I'd have a glass of scotch with you.
Dude, I would try to finish a fucking fifth with you. That's what not drinking does to me. It doesn't make me go, oh, wow, the sun's shining a little brighter.
Yeah.
It's just every day the increment of alcohol that I want to drink.
Builds up for that time.
Like I already know where I'm going to go when I fucking end this shit. There's a place out.
To Blackhatville.
No, yeah, exactly. There's a place, I don't know if you guys remember this shit, but back in the day, Light Beer from Miller used to have these great commercials. Back when guys weren't pussies, it was all like former fucking athletes.
Regular beer.
Yeah, and they would have this chalice of fucking beer that they'd slam it down. They'd say Miller Lite. I've been actually trying to find these glasses on the internet. And
the
found
beer
this.
Would fly out of the glass when he smashed it down?
Yeah, and no one gave a fuck because there was broads around to wipe it up. Right? It's the 70s. It's the 70s. So they got these frosty fucking... It's like you take a globe and you slice it in half, and then you put a stand on it, and that it's a big frosty fucking mug, and I want to drink about 20 of them.
Wow, you're a fucking raging alcoholic.
He's ready to go.
No. I either do something or I don't. If I buy a car, I'm going to buy it loaded, or I'm not going to fucking buy it. If I'm going to drink, I'm going all out. And that's
it. I feel like when Bill drinks, because he can tell, he likes it and he gets wasted, and he said, you don't get violent, do you, Bill?
No, those days are well beyond.
Right, I feel like he's just one of those people that uses the gift of the God. And I do really think that there's a God that is responsible for alcohol, because life is awesome, but if you are drunk, it's usually cooler.
Yeah.
I get it, but you've got to pace yourself. You can't fuck your life. You've got responsibilities. You can't just be homeless and shit. It's cold.
Yeah.
Bill Burr is using alcohol to its full potential, and every now and then he goes, look, my face is swollen from consuming alcohol. I'm just going to not drink for 100 days and then be back. And he will do this into a ripe old age.
Dude, I'm telling you this right now. Just don't drink for 3 weeks and people just come up to you, ask you, what are you doing? You working out? Nah, I just stopped boozing.
Yeah.
You get that little twinkle in your eye comes back.
You'd be surprised what you put into your, and what it does to you. My wife convinced me of some sort of cleanse thing a while back, and it was, we had to eat just veggies for 3 days before I started the cleanse. And I was like, this is the most painful thing I've ever done, because the only other time I ever dieted was to make weight for a fight. And when someone's agreeing to beat the fuck out of you, it's not hard to lose weight. It's a different thing. For some reason, I was like, man, I'm really hungry, but I don't really care because I got to make weight. Because if I don't make weight, then the whole thing will be for no reason. Or if I'm not in shape, I could potentially have somebody crushing my face. So I'm very motivated. But this diet, this fasting thing was the worst 3 days ever. And it was only 3 days. And I was so thin from those 3 days before I even started the fasting. I was like, man, I don't even eat that bad. Like, what was that? Just from eating veggies.
How long did you last into the fast?
2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
I did that, what was that one? The one we had the cayenne pepper and the syrup.
I've heard about that.
The master cleanse.
How was that?
Dude, the worst part was at the beginning of every day, you had to take a half gallon of salt water, something, a quart or something. Yeah. Salt water.
Mm.
And this is the thing. When you start drinking it, you can't stop or you'll never put it back up. You just have to just suck it down.
Yeah.
Because you can't really taste the salt too bad until after you stop.
No, it's probably like swallowing a load. Probably similar to that.
Yeah. Just keep going. Don't look back. Yeah.
Ladies, if you're listening, little advice from Bill Burr.
Yeah, there you go.
Just keep going.
Yeah, just keep going.
Don't. No matter what, don't stop halfway through. Words of wisdom from Bill Burr.
So, and then you sit there and you just feel the fucking world begin to move in your bowels. Like, and 20 minutes later, dude, you take a shit, like, it's unbelievable.
It sounds exciting to me.
It's just fucking raining out of your ass.
I love that.
And the reason why you're drinking the syrup, something gives you energy, something else gives you a little bit of nourishment, and then the cayenne pepper loosens up all the fucking quarter pounders with cheeses or whatever the fuck you've had.
Yeah.
And, dude, that stuff comes, but, I mean, I didn't feel better. I never hit that cleanser's high. I just got
it doesn't work, I know.
4 days in, I was like, I'm starving to death. What am I, fucking Christian Bale?
No,
I'm not preparing for a role. Fuck this.
He should have gone to the gym and done a little more boxing, if you ask me.
He
looked like a really skinny dude that has never touched a fucking boxing ring in his entire life.
See, you can pick it apart. I can't.
Yeah. Marky Mark looked like he'd been to the gym for a couple of weeks, but the other guy, I was like, dude, stop filming him shadow boxing. It's a bad look for anybody that's ever box before. He looked like a skinny crack dude.
Skinny actor.
I like it because I feel like it's. I would rather learn how to fight than learn how to get that skinny.
Skinny.
Because, man, he was really, really thin. Well, you ever drink your own piss, Bill Burr?
No, I haven't. But I would in a jam.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have jammed?
Absolutely. If I was fucking, I know, like, I've watched enough of those survivalist things on YouTube.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's always like, why didn't he just drink his own piss?
Yeah.
And that's the initial criticism. So
it's something you've got to work up to, I think. You can't just right off the bat start drinking your own piss.
Well, if you're in the middle of nowhere, what do you piss into?
I drank my piss for a bet twice. One time for a bet and then one time because the light heavyweight.
Did you refrigerate it or did you just?
For the first time I refrigerated it and drank it in the morning.
Oh!
And it wasn't that bad. It was bad. But it wasn't that bad. I lost the bet. It was so fucked up. And I did it because I got this website so nobody was, I proved it. Like the next morning I was live on my website going, okay, well here's my piss.
Yeah.
And it was all to copy this dude, Machida, was that because he was the light heavyweight UFC guy. Apparently he drinks his urine every day. That's what he does. Him and his dad drink their own piss. And I'm like, this guy's kicking the shit out of everybody in the world. Maybe there's something to it. Because I'm that gullible on that kind of stupid shit.
Right.
So then I lose the bet and I drink the piss.
Yeah. Still, when you decided to cut quarters and start and just drink your worm piss instead.
That's when, because someone said.
That's the German in you.
Someone said.
Like they're beer warm.
Someone said that he doesn't refrigerate it. He pisses into a cup and then he drinks his morning pee.
Warm.
Every day warm. That's what
warm.
They said. Yeah.
So
I did that one time because I was like, because I felt like when I drank the freezing piss, I did feel a little energetic. And I was like, I wonder if there's something to it. You know what? I'm going to do the proper Machida piss tomorrow. I'm going to piss and drink it. I pissed in this fucking cup and I'm in the bathroom with this fucking flip camera or whatever. I'm sure you can find it on Ellis Media if you want. But as soon as I fucking put the cup to my face, the heat of the fucking vapors triggered my nose to just do a little bit of a breathe in as I started to drink it. It was like no.
You're gonna make me gag, dude. You're gonna make me fucking gag. That's fucking disgusting.
As soon as I started to gulp it down, the vapors in my face, and I was like, it's wrong, and I'm sucking a dick. Like, I felt like I'd sucked a dick. It was like a weird. I'm like, this is so wrong. It's warm. And I was like, ugh! And then I was like, I'm never. No! I'll get knocked out. I don't want to be a fighter. I don't want to be anything. It doesn't work. I'm not doing it. It's the worst thing I've ever done.
I think, like, the reason why they're doing it is because they're saying you're pissing out some sort of minerals.
You keep some vitamins. You push your vitamins and drink
you
them
back. You obviously had enough, so your body eliminated them. So you can just go in a much more sanitized way.
Well, then somebody
eat
brought
more.
Up. Somebody brought more. Up, you could just take a multivitamin instead. And I was like, ah, fuck! I already take a multivitamin, idiot! I just drank my own piss out of a cup for fucking no reason at all.
There's a new business model. Piss, the poor man's multivitamin.
Right.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's true. It's true. You can't afford the multivitamin, just pee in a cup and drink it.
I would like to see someone do that in a handstand without a cup.
What? Pee in a cup?
Pee in your mouth.
Pee directly into the
mouth.
Yeah,
like if you could do a handstand and look up at your dick and piss into your mouth.
You'd have to be semi-aroused.
It's a YouTube sensation.
Yeah.
Step Plus, aside, Justin Bieber.
Just the pressure on your neck, just to hold yourself in position.
The pressure. What about the balance? How to do a handstand yeah. while looking up into the air? You can't do a handstand.
No, I can't do a handstand. No matter
if you ever try and do a handstand, you've got to look at the ground. If you look up, you're gone. You don't know where you are.
Now you know what those gymmers can do. It. You ever see when they do that where they actually. It's like they start to bring their legs down and they bring their head up, almost like they're going to touch their head while they keep their head. They can do that. See, there you go. I know. I had a sex with a girl who ran track and her whole body felt like an elbow. It was very,
That doesn't sound good at all.
Sound fun,
no,
at
she
all.
Was, she was hard as this fucking, she looked unbelievable. This is the thing too. Thank God she had fucking huge tits.
Yeah.
And
I know what you're about to go.
Because this is what happened.
I have a story to beat that.
You know, I started kissing on her.
That's why you even finished.
Yeah. She went
blew my story before no, I even started.
Yeah. Any other story probably win, but that one's a bad
one. I'm sure you can beat this one. Basically, she went to put her arms above her fucking head, like behind her head.
Yeah.
And dude, like whatever these muscles are, and the shoulders was like, gah, gah, gah. I had to keep looking at her tits because she looked like a fucking dude at that point. Yeah.
You didn't grab the back of her shoulders or anything while you were going to her?
What did I do? You know, I didn't end up fucking. She didn't let me fuck her.
Oh.
She didn't let me fuck her.
Were you doing just making out with her?
Well, we did everything but.
She blew you?
Yeah, she blew me. And I made sure that I spun around so I could still see the female,
the female bits. We have phone calls for Bill Burr.
What's your story?
I fuck China.
Yeah, that's your...
We're gonna, you know,
what?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like fucking a roided out Jay Leno.
When she was on steroids.
Hey, guys. Why don't you play with my clit a little bit there?
I'm not saying you do it better. I had it done better.
You know what? He didn't want to tell a story because you backed out of fucking your manly looking guy and he stayed and fucked the manly looking guy.
Yeah, yeah. I totally did.
No, I didn't say she was manly. I said she was fucking hard as a rock. And only when she put her arms up like that.
Yeah. Anyway. Ron, you're on the show.
When my girl had her clothes on, she looked like a female.
Did China ever look like a female?
Yes.
when you had your eyes staring into
before
her vagina?
Before she pulled her dick out.
She looked like that dude, the father in The Incredibles.
Yeah. Ron.
Hey, that was a great show, man. Bill, just wanted to say thank you. We were at your show a couple weeks back in San Francisco, and the first night I had ever had a threesome, your show did it. The girl needed tickets, couldn't find it. I said, I got a ticket. Take care of me. Went to the show, got back to her place, and she had a friend waiting, and had my first three-way. So, thank you, man.
Dude, I think you engineered that, but I'll take credit.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You're saying a ticket to Bill Burr will get you a threesome? Like, why didn't we bring this up before the show? It's a...
Well, one of the chicks was a C-hat. It's not... She wasn't attractive, but hey... Okay.
She was a whore. Threesome's a threesome.
Yeah.
Threesome's a threesome,
I can't even if one of them has no legs. Right?
That's technically more of a 2.5-some.
That's just a low blow to people that have lost legs.
All right,
and there's a lot of people that have no limbs that listen to this show. So take that back.
I completely take that back.
For disciplinary purposes.
I'll rape you in under 30 seconds. I've done that before, Bill. Just so you know. Adam, you have a question for Bill?
Yeah, I got a question for Bill. Anytime you hear a comedian interviewed and they ask them who their favorite comedians are, Bill Burr's name always comes up. I wonder if you're aware of that.
No, I wasn't.
Are you aware that you are the comedian's comedian, Bill?
No, I'm not, and you're not hanging that around my fucking neck. I am a fucking long-winded hack. I can take any hacky topic.
You should put that on your DVD, Bill Burr, instead of Let It Go.
Comedian's comedian.
The comedian's comedian.
Somebody else carry that cross. That ain't me, buddy.
Rappers always use that. I'm a favorite.
Because then that becomes, you can't do certain shit in the business or else you're selling out. Fuck you, I'll host a game show. I don't give a fuck.
Bill, we don't know. Bill keeps it real. He will not do bus gigs.
Yes.
Hey, the comedian's comedian refuses to get on the boat.
Comedian was too much of a pussy to stay with his convictions and do the goddamn gig. I should have done it. I didn't.
You're saying the comedian's a pussy?
Yes. Right, which is why I lose the title. And it goes back to Australia's own.
All right,
Yahoo
Bill.
Serious.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah, he was. That's how you sold us as a fucking movie star.
If he's still alive, he is a comedian.
You know, America's never quite forgiven you guys for him.
I've never forget. I don't. Yeah, it's like a sort of movie silver chair. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
When it came out, dude, you guys have fuck off, dude. All right, go back to the Mick Dundee guy. He was cool. I was getting laid for that shit all the time. Come back here, be like, oh mate, step aside, let me fucking tame the beast. Everyone's like, look out, he's from Australia. He knows how to take care of wild dogs and everything. No, I don't. I'm just drunk. I'll put my hand in front of anything. I don't care. Hey, little puppy. How are you? Oh man, he's Australian. He just has a thing with animals. Yeah. Always have. Mum raised me of that course. Way.
Yeah. You think I haven't rolled with the Boston thing? Some chick thinks I'm from Southie. Yeah, fuck it. I'll put on the clatter ring. I'll do it. Oh. Zip up an Adidas fucking sweatshirt up to my fucking neck.
It's a good look.
I'll beat the shit out of you. I'll rub your fucking store. I don't give a shit. Yeah. And I'll be a good cop all the way.
I'll stand there and act like I'm going to do that shit.
Twitter wants you to Google Tub Girl. Is that something you really want to do?
No, Jimmy.
How badly do you want to see somebody piss in their own mouth, basically?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's tempting. Do it. Jimmy.
Tub girl.
Alice.
Yes.
Hey, listen, you know, you can get high off of drinking your own pee.
You're an idiot.
You did it the wrong way.
I don't want to get high off my piss. I'll get a joint.
I'm sure you're wrong about that.
You're going to be kidding me. There's so many other ways.
Because there's always a solution. You know, if you do it right, it tastes like a roast beef sandwich. Well, I'll just get a fucking roast beef sandwich.
I apologize in advance.
Wait a minute. I don't want to say it. That's a poopy. That's a blowout. That's not even a
sandwich. I respect that. I I've been trying to stay away from porno, man. I think it's bad for you.
Porn is bad for you, think?
Bad
you know what?
You.
I think if you get really into it, I agree. I think you make rash decisions.
I've seen the shows on the True Lies and the people that have porn addictions. Fuck that. A porn addiction's not good. You don't want it.
if you're really into porn...
Just in general, you start getting desensitized. It takes more and fucking more. You know? Yep. Next thing you know, they're hanging the girl upside down like a speed bag. You know? It's fucking bad.
I would do that if I could afford that device in my house. I would tie my wife up to a wall and fuck her head upside down. But I can't afford
to get that.
I got kids.
Would you hold her stationary, or would you be swinging her out and I would come slamming your
dick?
Oh,
I'd be swinging her. I'd probably get sick of the blowjob for a while, and then I would just swing her and then hit her in the face like a baseball bat. Like, you know, I'd be like, bat her up and bonk her in the cheek as she came flying by. She'd be tired, man. She wouldn't be able to escape. I'd be like, look out, here comes the dick. She'd be swinging by my dick. That'd be funny.
MLB 2011.
I'm telling you, when I get that check, I'm going to get that thing going. The chain, the dungeon, the special room, swinging people. Final calls for Bill, you assholes. Jeff.
What's up, fellas?
What up, man?
Bill, actually, it was Joe Rogan, Ari Shaffir, and Freddie Lockhart who said you were a comedian's comedian. So you're wearing it, brother.
What an asshole.
Joe Rogan's a comedian's comedian. So right back at you.
Oh.
Right back at you,
that's
Joe Rogan.
That's sort of a little bit of a no-you-are kind of a comeback there, Bill. I feel that you being the comedian's comedian, you would have had a better comeback, therefore proving that you are not the comedian's comedian.
Thank you.
Because no-you-are in the comedian's comedian game is unacceptable.
So you don't do that.
That's it.
Just logic.
He would have tried to fight it.
I just held the title for the shortest time ever. I held it for 4.5 minutes.
He instinctively would have said some mind-boggling thing because he's the comedian's comedian. Yeah. Flows, it oozes.
Yeah, he didn't say anything. Kept his mouth shut.
He said, no, you are.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I can't believe you get paid to do anything.
That's why there's all those gaps in my special, my schedule. I can't even talk.
You wanted to go every day on this.
Oh, I did, yeah. There's a reason I'm spending 14 straight days in Dallas. I do a character when I'm out there. Put on a cowboy hat and bring out a puppet.
I would go see that.
Yeah. Joe doesn't know about that.
Still it.
Yes, sir.
What do you got?
Not much, man. I just want to tell Bill I'm a big fan.
That's it?
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, I met him back in, like, he was opening with Charlie Murphy and Donnell Rawlings, however long ago that was.
Right. 6 years ago.
Met him at the show, and he was just cool, shook my hand, and was just a nice guy.
Right. Yeah, worst phone call ever.
I become a, I've become a dick since then.
Have you changed?
Oh, yeah. Anybody can be nice on the way up. You're just excited
someone
recognizes you. Well,
you've disrespected the Jason Isles show twice.
Twice.
One time you didn't show up, and the next time you were ridiculously late. Are you involved in the porn industry, Bill?
No, I just, it was the end of the year, man, just winding down, and I'm embarrassed by it, actually. That's why I brought all these DVDs for you. I tried to buy you a favor.
Right. Yeah, Bill, the comedian's comedian gives me a fucking DVD for being late 10 times. Thanks, Bill. I'll watch it on my way home. Fucking asshole.
You did show up in surprise, though. You know, it was maybe he wasn't coming.
Who the fuck? You know he's a comedian's comedian because he's got a fucking DVD. You don't have your website or he has, like, the actual thing in my head. This is the new radio show, Bill. Where do I plug this device in to make it play? Can I just press a button on the box and
it
plays it for me?
The reality is the kids don't want those anymore. They're on to whatever the next thing is. They just watch them for free, so I figured old fuckers like you.
Right, you put me in the
I could have brought Laserdiscs and you would have been excited.
Have you ever been late to the O&A show?
No. Right. I have far too much respect for them. Yeah. You know, this is just some fucking hole-in-the-wall show. I figured I could mosey in when I wanted to.
So how many phone calls in an hour has Opie and Anthony had?
In an hour?
Yeah.
I imagine
I'll tell you how many they've had, Bill. Nowhere near as much as I've had.
Is that right?
I'm the number one phone calls in one hour.
You're the DJ's DJ. That's right. Look at you.
He is the comedian's comedian.
You are the DJ's DJ.
He set me up for that. Now I'm fucked. I don't know who I am anymore.
He didn't even know he was a DJ until today.
Oh, my God. I'm the DJ's DJ.
The disc jockey's disc jockey.
Dude, is it true that nobody knows who you are, but all the other shows are saying, hey, your show is great, man.
Yes. It is. Oh, Opie said he loves it. He's like, man, you're really talented, and nobody knows.
You are, man.
Bill Burr doesn't even show up to the show. That's not bad.
No, that's because I'm completely disorganized. I'm embarrassed. It's unprofessional. I apologize to you and the state of Australia.
it's better than America right now. The money's worth more now. How's that?
Yeah, we're fucking doing it. We're doing it big over there.
And you know what I like about you guys, as everybody else, now that America's falling, is after years of everyone saying that we were arrogant assholes, you guys immediately turn into arrogant. I love it. It's fucking great. Makes you just realize everybody's a cunt.
I hate Australia.
That's why we're over here.
America's really? The greatest place ever.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't have it any other way.
The comedian, look, who's the greatest comedian in the world? Alive.
Alive?
Yeah, dead, was he an American? It was Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
So he was American.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest? You know who, there's a comedian I know I've heard of before I moved here? Rodney Rood from Australia.
Rodney Rood?
Yeah, he was not as funny as Richard Pryor.
Oh, he's the greatest Australian ever?
I don't know. I'm just saying that America has the best of the best. They always do. I mean, Bill Burr, the comedian's comedian. He's from Boston.
We stole Richard from Africa. So it's like we basically...
He got funny in America.
Yeah. I guess we can take credit for just treating him like shit his entire fucking life. So he had plenty of material.
He didn't do such a bad job on himself.
Oh, I know. Jesus,
I mean,
brutal.
Smoking crack and setting fire to your face is... really abusing your body.
Yeah. I didn't come here to do that. I love Richard.
Oh, I think he's awesome, too. He set fire to his face smoking crack, didn't he?
He set his lap on fire.
Oh, he did? Wait a minute. How does your lap catch on fire?
I don't fucking know. He was sitting... Well, you're sitting down.
Yeah, and he's...
I mean, according to the movie, I have no idea what happened.
Oh, I thought his face caught on fire.
This is how much of a Richard Pryor fan I am. I actually saw the... went to the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
And they were playing up the Palladium and... like, I was, like, beyond excited to go see them, but also because Richard Pryor taped live on the Sunset Strip right there.
Yeah.
And the Comedy Store has a review of the show. Evidently, he bombed the first night.
Wow. Like, I still feel like he
bombed really bad, and then the next night he went out and killed. I think that's why he was so fucking great.
Isn't there a possibility that just that crowd was really stupid?
No, I think
How does Richard Pryor bomb? Do you bomb ever?
Because... Do I? Yeah.
Every now and then you're like, wow, I can't believe this is happening.
I've bombed so much that I know how to get out of it. Yeah, but as I'm getting out of it, it's just like I was still bombing. It's like whatever I said still didn't work. I just have, you just sort of learn to address it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
But you feel weird about, you don't think I'm disrespecting Richard Pryor.
I'll tell you the last time I straight up bombed.
Okay.
This dude down the Comedy Store was bugging me going, you know, I got this room, you got to come out and do it. And I was just like, fuck it, I'll do it. Because every once in a while, it's fun to go out and go do those rooms that aren't comedy clubs or nothing. So I show up and it's just a restaurant. And nobody's paying attention. It's like when I started in my career.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done those in a long time, so I wasn't in shape. I was used to. Please welcome Bill Burr. Woo!
So
I go up there and I'm thinking, well, some people know stand up. They're going to kind of know who I am. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a fuck. And I went up there straight up, just wire to wire, ate my balls for 12 minutes and just stood there, started trashing the Lakers. They're like, hey, you're just a hater. Go fuck yourself. No one knew who the fuck I was. I didn't have one friend in the audience. And yeah. So I think I can get by in a comedy club or something like that. But you stick me in a room where nobody wants to see comedy or gives a fuck about who I am, and I'll bomb just as good well as the next guy.
And that was
guy.
A friend of yours that hooked you up with that gig.
He was a person that I knew.
Yeah.
He begged you to come down there,
he
right?
Kept
you
telling
did
me
him
come
a favor.
Huh?
You did him a favor, no?
Is there BillBurr.com? There is. BillBurr.com.
Yeah,
it's that easy.
B-U-R-R.
Also, did you know that SiriusXM is doing Richard Pryor Radio between December 30th and January 2nd?
That's a really good idea. Yeah. What channel is it on?
Sirius Channel 108, XM Channel 139, and tribute to his 70th birthday. Which is
wait a minute. That's Stars 2, isn't it? That's the channel we have replays on.
Yeah, I believe so.
So we're going to be on the same.
It's becoming Richard Pryor Radio for 4 days.
Good.
Yeah.
You know what's really underrated is satellite radio. I was on satellite radio with Opie and Anthony for like 2 years before I finally had it in a car.
Yeah.
Driving around. It's the shit.
Oh, no, and you can't get a normal radio anymore.
After that.
No, I know.
You can't do it.
I mean, the same thing is, I just told everybody, I got a new car, so it only has Sirius, so I don't have Sirius and XM anymore, and that's a kick in the nuts.
I thought they merged.
Yeah, but you have to get the package deal thing or whatever.
Why did you do that?
I didn't know. I talked to my boss. It's going to be installed soon.
How
but right
does the
now,
DJs
yeah.
not know something like that?
Fuck you, Bill Burr. So if you go to BillBurr.com and you can find out all the places that he's going to be. I'm really going for this improv in Arlington. This is 3 back-to-back glorious days, January 28th to 30th, where he will just be sweating it out. Is it one gig a night, or are you going to be doing consecutive gigs that night?
I got one Thursday, 2 Friday, possibly 3 Saturday, and 1 on Sunday.
Oh, my God. 3.
Yeah, 3 hours of stand-up comedy.
Do you just flow with what comes out of your mouth?
Yeah, I definitely do.
It's the only way you can take yourself serious, right? Yeah.
3 hours of standing up there, that's a long time.
You know what?
It's the comedian you're talking to.
The hardest, and that means a lot coming from the DJ's DJ. the hardest one is...
It's not you are, is fucking out of control.
Is the fucking... Yeah. That's why I don't deserve the title. The second show is the hardest of the three. That's what I find. A lot of people hate the last one. I hate the second one. All right? The first one is just, who gives a fuck? I got 3 to do.
The second one's like, oh, shit, I got another one after this?
Exactly. Look at Dingo, nailing it. That's exactly what it is. You're doing the third one. You're just like, who gives a fuck? It's over. It's the last time I have to say this. That second one, we're just like, I have to say this shit again.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when usually somebody innocent in the crowd gets it.
Jason. Or Jared.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Bill, how you doing? How are you planning on pulling off New Year's and New Year's Eve sober, man? Are you going to try something else? How about some weed or something?
I don't like weed. I don't like it. It makes me paranoid. I don't like that. I don't like putting smoke in my lungs. I just don't. I love the feeling, but I'm not into the...
Smoke in my lungs. Okay, fucking puffy face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look out for your health. My fucking cranium is swelling up.
It's okay if you want to. I'm not saying it's a bad thing if you want to smoke weed. I'm just saying I don't personally like it. Look at the shit you get when you just do what you want to do. It's fucking unreal. It's like I drive a fucking Prius, right?
And
everybody
you do?
And everybody immediately thinks I'm saying that I'm better than they are. It's like, I never said that, you asshole.
Saying,
I fly every other fucking weekend. I put my own hole in the ozone layer.
I'm saying that you have the worst choice in cars. And that a Prius, that's your car?
Yeah.
Why? Is it cheap?
What, can you please tell me about your manly car that you didn't put together yourself? That you just
Wait a
went
minute,
down
you,
and fucking
you
bought?
You made your Prius from scratch?
No, I didn't. But I'm sick of people. Like, I could go out and go buy the fucking Dodge Challenger and then sit there and act like I'm Matt Houston. You know?
Who's
Remember
Matt
that show?
Houston?
Of course you don't know it, you fucking Aussie bastards. Right? Anyway, you know what? It was actually obscure anyways. I was trying to think Jim Rockford. Which
who
is another
one.
Who the fuck is that Rude Rodney? Or whatever the fuck you were talking about.
Rodney Rude!
Yeah,
Rodney
Rude! Fuck him.
I agree.
I hope they cancel his passport.
I think he's even made it here.
I don't give a shit about him.
Right. Now if I ever get to Australia, I'm going to have his fucking...
It is a weird car to have,
but
it's so ugly.
Teeth. Huh?
It's so ugly. That's
what
I'm
saying. This is what it is. I wanted to buy something fast, but I'm not a moron. You sit in bumper-to-bumper traffic out here.
But why can't you just get a normal car? Why'd you have to get a Prius? Why couldn't you get, like, a Jetta or something?
You know why? Because I like paying $27 to fill my tank. I like not being in debt. I live like a fucking asshole. I have a bed. I don't have a headboard to it. I have no debt. I have no debt.
January 15th, he's going to be at the Brigada.
All these
please send your money.
Bury themselves in debt. They look at these bankers like it's legalized loan sharking. Fuck those guys. I want to learn how to build a windmill, grow vegetables in my backyard. I'm a control freak.
You fucking liar. You fucking liar.
Why am I lying?
You're not real. That's not why you got that car at all. You got that
car. Oh, wait. He knows. He's in my head. What is my head
comedian's
saying?
Comedian knows. You got that car because you're trying to help the environment.
First of all, I said right out of the gate
that
I fly every other weekend.
Yeah.
I put my own hole in the ozone layer.
Yeah.
That's why I got it. I'm not saying you're doing the wrong thing. But also, the other thing is I'm not going to get a fucking sports car because you can't drive it anywhere.
I completely agree. Sports car is stupid. You can't go fast. And you get speeding tickets.
Right. So what should I buy?
Just a car that doesn't look so lame.
What do you drive?
An Audi. Station wagon.
Jesus.
That's because I'm ghetto fabulous. I always wanted a car that's expensive.
The Audi is like the poor man's BMW.
I would never get a BMW. Why
does he do that to himself?
I could have got a BMW.
He gets the radio, but he doesn't get the XM.
I didn't
have
that
German car, but he gets the Audi.
I didn't realize he was such a Prius hater. I didn't know where that came from. That was way left field.
It's a gay car. There's so many better looking cars out there.
Such a tired perspective. I'd want to hear someone actually likes the car.
It's going to be a better looking car for that price. You can get a car.
I like those little breath mint tires.
What about a Mini?
I always said if I would never get a Prius, why had to go to that route where I was like gas and everything, Mini would be my go.
Yeah.
But Mini is a kind of a gay car too.
It's not as gay as a Prius.
There's other hybrid cars that look better than the Prius does.
Like a Toyota Corolla. Camry. Toyota Camry. Check it out, Bill. On your next paycheck, get a Camry. Because a Prius is a car that says I am in a battery car.
It says what?
I'm in a battery car.
Yeah, I know. And
you're telling everybody that you're in a battery car.
No, that's what it says to you. That's what it says to you.
But it doesn't say that to you? It doesn't say that to you?
No, because I actually drive the car and I realize what bullshit that is.
It's a great car to drive. Is it a great car to drive?
Do you know when that car is on the battery? Is when you're not moving or you're going under 5 miles an hour. Other than that, it's a gas power. It's a complete fucking ripoff.
I just didn't know how
it worked, and then I explained it to him, and then he goes,
I know how it works. My wife had one. Just not that kind. She had the one that doesn't look like, hey, everybody, I'm saving the environment. She just had a normal car that was a hybrid.
I have a little smiley face on the bumper.
You do.
I have that bumper sticker.
You know the worst
bumper sticker, that coexist one, where it has all the religious symbols?
I can't even read.
Oh.
Bumper stickers. You're done. I don't even care what it says. I'm fucking a billionaire. You're a cocksucker. You've got a bumper sticker. Why would you have a bumper sticker?
Let me ask you this about tattoos.
Yeah.
Are you annoyed with all the regular douchebags who don't know how to fight, who aren't skateboarders, who aren't like fucking living life on the edge?
That's got nothing to do with tattoos. That's everybody except me.
Who have ruined it.
You're saying that tattoos are ruined?
Ruined, yeah, because it used to be
having
badass.
Tattoos... Oh, it's not badass to have tattoos?
It used to be badass people. Now it became whores and sororities.
Tattoos is like sunglasses to me. Everybody's got a pair of sunglasses too, but only every now and then does someone have sweet sunglasses. If you don't have sweet sunglasses, you're just another cocksucker. Everybody has sunglasses, but every now and then, someone where you have sunglasses, you're like, man, where did you get those sunglasses? Because they're awesome. Everyone else just has tool sunglasses.
Listen.
Just like the car. The battery car.
The comedian.
If you had said to me, look, Bill Burr,
you're going to have to deal with
If you had said the Prius is, because you can play in LA, you can park for free anywhere.
No, you can't.
In a Prius, yeah.
No, you can't.
You can.
No, you can't.
You don't have to pay the meter.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I got all those parking
tickets. But you didn't know that.
you got
a parking ticket?
No.
In a Prius?
Jesus Christ.
You can fight that.
No, you
can't. Swear to God, no, it's only the ugly gay battery car is the one. Because I got fucked over in a Camry. I was like, it's a hybrid. And he's like, it's not the gay one. I'm like, fuck, only the gay one doesn't get a ticket?
No, the gay one from a certain year.
You're right. You are right.
But I bought it after that. Like, if you bought the gay Prius.
The really gay one.
It was gay.
Yeah, it had, like, flowers and tulips up on the dashboard.
You could
drive.
It's just like they're telling you what you're getting when you get it by putting that in there.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
You could drive. Yep, it is a girl's car. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You could drive in the hybrid lane, the fucking the HOV lane.
You could do that by yourself.
Yeah. Trying to encourage people to do it.
I got nothing against the Prius car. I have something against the Prius drivers.
What are you talking about? You've been backing them for 20 minutes.
They have the Prius and then they've got the Ferrari and the Porsche and everything else in the garage. They're the Prius drivers I don't fucking like. The ones that have the Prius.
I'm about ready to become that guy because my second car, I'm getting the Challenger.
So there you go.
Why did you bring up Challenger then in the first place for being a kook for having a
why
Challenger?
Why did I bring up fucking Matt Houston?
I was getting double teamed.
I was just throwing out shit. I was just trying to make noise, hoping you guys would stop.
Did you know that? I'm just confused by what's going on here. Well, comedian has bedazzled me.
Did you know that Rodney Roode has sold 3 million CDs and DVDs?
He's big in Australia. Is this guy? Dude, get his. He's got a song.
Good for him.
No, yeah, more power to him. Yeah. More power to you, Bill Burr.
What do you guys drive out there in Australia? Do you guys actually drive the cars with the no doors?
Commodores.
The old VBs.
See, they don't have battery cars, but they have with these things. They converted everybody's car to gas, like actual gas.
You grind up Aborigines and you stick them in there. Is that what you guys do over there?
A lot of people are caught sniffing cars. Yeah.
It's popular over there to stand behind the car.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I love your car, Bill. Good for you. But it's a gay car. It's the gayest car on the face of the planet.
It's arguably the gayest car ever.
PT Cruiser might be a tad gayer, but...
Way gayer.
PT Cruiser, and then right behind
it... I'll tell you, the only reason why it's gayer is because the shift stick literally looks like a skinny cock.
I've never noticed that.
It does, yeah.
What does on the PT Cruiser?
I booked a pilot one time, and they got me a rental car for the week.
Yeah. You didn't choose it?
No, I didn't choose it. You weren't a little bit excited when you saw what they got him? It was a mustard-colored PT Cruiser. Oh. And every time I'd shift it from park to drive, I felt like that thing was just going to snap off.
Or shoot a load on your knuckles. Matt.
Hey, Bill, with 2 Matt Houston references, you are the comedian's comedian.
Okay. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Put that in your pocket.
So you watched it, right? That's back when any guy with black hair and a mustache...
He was the poor man's Magnum PI.
Now, he had a cool car.
No, he had a Mercedes SL, like, 80s style with a genuine phone, like a...
I thought he drove
an SL. SL's a fucking girl's car, man.
He drove the Excalibur.
SL, really? Al wants to talk to Bill. He has a story about Bill.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's going on?
Bill, out of any comedian I've ever seen live, you did absolutely the ballsiest thing I've ever seen comedians do in my life.
Drop a Prius?
Admitted it on the radio?
Dude,
and then defended it?
Did stand-up on the hood of the Prius?
And then ended by saying, I'm buying a V8 to Charger.
Yeah. No, but that proves that he wasn't doing it for the environment.
No. Amen to the Charger. I got one.
Dingo really wants to pound it out with Bill. Yeah, Bill's not that much of a fan of pounding out.
I can't tell if he's doing like the Sieg Heil thing, the way he does. He does it at a weird angle.
Wait a minute. If you pound it out on an angle, you're a fucking Nazi?
How did you do it?
It's the way he sticks it out. Usually you have someone just goes like that. He's got like that. He's got that extra fucking...
If it comes out at a little bit of an angle, a little fast, there's a potential Nazi thing to it?
I think it's more how hard he's pushing it out.
Are
you a Nazi, Dingo?
Absolutely not.
No.
I'm sorry.
You want that haircut?
Al, you're talking about Bill Burr.
You guys are pounding him, man. Seriously, Bill performed in Philly. I think it was on the ONA Virus Tour.
Yeah.
I was in the crowd. I've never seen a more hostile crowd towards this guy, and he tore them up. I think it was like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
For 10 straight minutes, it was the most brutal verbal lashing I ever saw in my life, and by the end of it, they gave him a standing ovation.
That's a fucking comedian's comedian right there, if I've ever heard of it.
The comedian's comedian.
Those are all paid extras. I paid that crowd to do all of that
shit.
Yeah,
and just to clarify, you fucking weird-ass paranoid assholes, I like Bill Burr. Stretch always says, comedian wants to come in. I'm like, I don't fucking know who you are, and I can give a shit. No. I'd rather just talk to myself than talk to some dude that's going to tell me how funny he is on the weekend. But I know you. I've heard your shit. You are fucking funny. I don't want to call you the comedian's comedian, but you are a very funny comedian. Is that okay? Is that offensive?
That's all right, yeah.
You're a fucking funny dude.
I will take that. I will definitely
take
that.
And I feel
that.
Like I know what funny is.
I'm having a great time on your show here, despite your listeners.
They are cocksuckers.
No, thinking that, like, all of a sudden somebody makes fun of my car, all of a sudden I'm not having a good time.
Hey, how can you expect to talk about Prius and not expect me to say something?
It's like I offered up the information.
Really?
You looked out and saw it.
It's a debate. He's a Prius driver. He's used to it. Right?
Right. It's like being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I remember one time I got out of the car, and there was somebody with a Greenpeace thing they were trying to get people to sign, and I got out of the car. And the second they saw me, this is what the
Your
lady
target.
Said. No, she goes, "Hey, Prius driver, would you like to fucking?" And I was like, "I'm not driving this for you."
She's like, "Hey, fellow Greenpeace,
you care about trees, which I do, but I'm not signing your shit."
You drive a hybrid car, so you support every cause.
Yeah.
No, I hate those.
I made the mistake of donating to, you know, the things with the underprivileged kids, the babies have the cleft palates.
Yeah.
So I made the mistake of fucking supporting that. And I swear to God, they wiped out an acre of the fucking rainforest sending me junk mail to support every fucking... It defeats the goddamn
photos,
purpose.
Those ads are so sad with those kids.
No, but I'm saying, I saved that fucking kid.
Yeah. Right.
All right? And made him better looking, so now he's going to fucking get laid.
Yeah.
And he's going to make more people that'll take a shit that ends up in the river. And in the meantime, they wiped out a whole acre of the rainforest, sending me all this other junk mail to support all these other causes. And it's
what
just
can
like,
you do?
I've actually fucked over humanity trying to help it out.
They prey. They prey on people that try to help, too. I've done that. I've
and they make
a couple
you feel like
things.
A sucker, too.
Yeah.
Like, we got a live one. Somebody actually gave us some money.
Yeah. No, it is like that. I just say, because it's for a while there, I would just sign shit out the front of Whole Foods, and then I was like, man... It's a new one every day. It's just a big joke. And then someone called me and said, "You're a member. You pay $5 a month. We'd like you to crank it up to 10. I was like, "I don't even know who you are, and I give you $5 a month. You just fucked yourself.
Yeah.
Now you're asking for more. Like, you're done. I try.
No, it's over. Just get a dog.
Just get a Prius and a dog.
Get a Prius. That's right. What can you do?
John.
Eat a fudgicle.
Ellis, mate.
Yes.
Ellis, man, have you guys ever seen a convertible Mazda Miata? That car is gay as fuck. You might as well have a cock on the steering wheel and just suck it while you drive it.
Well said. Wow.
Sounded like that was rehearsed.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like he might be performing that at the Regatta over and over again.
He put on his sport coat before he fucking made that phone call. Rolled up the sleeves a little bit.
He must have told it in the mirror, too.
All right, folks, you ready to keep this show going?
Jason, did I ever tell you about the guy that drove the Prius? Hello, Joe.
Yeah, Ellis, man. What's up, man?
Boy.
Yo, what's going on, dude? Yo, I have a question. When Bill bought his Prius, did he leave his nutsack at the dealership, too?
Oh, God.
Hey, folks. Support your wake staff.
Jordy.
Yes, hello?
Hello.
I think it's great you have a Prius. Don't listen to these other guys.
I was just wondering what color you have.
Seal it. Come on, Jordy.
Are you talking to me now?
Yes. Jesus.
Okay, sorry. I just thought you guys cover a lot of ground, man, in a short amount of time. I just wanted to say that I thought it was amusing that Joe Rogan said that you were the comedian's comedian, and then you tossed it back at him, considering you both are kind of going through that, like, chubby boozer face kind of phase. You know what I mean?
I think Joe Rogan's face is getting puffy from drinking.
Why didn't you just say you still have a puffy booze face, rather than just fucking... See, that if I can critique the setup was way too long.
You don't even have a puffy booze face.
Well, yeah, I mean, you should have seen me in October.
Rogan's head's bigger than yours, for sure.
I got a big head, man.
He's got a massive head for our big ears. I feel like his head's bigger than yours. I don't think it's from drinking, though.
Shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
And your name is Cheese. We love cheese.
Hey, Bill. Did you come up before or after Dane Cook? And what do you think about him and his shenanigans?
Great question.
Did I come up what?
Did you come up before or after Dane Cook? And what do you think about his shenanigans?
His
tomfoolery?
He's known for his shenanigans.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did he do some tomfoolery recently?
The pranks he pulls. Yeah.
What kind of prank did he do?
He's a prankster.
Is he?
I have no idea.
No, he's just going on with shenanigans. What I think of is...
What shenanigans is he pulling? Do you know?
I have no idea. I started a little bit after him in Boston and came up together with him through Boston in New York and then out here. And I think his shenanigans are quite funny, and I think he's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another big thing now. Everybody wants you to fucking trash your friends.
Yeah.
What do you think that guy...
I feel like everybody just wants you to trash that guy.
Yeah. What do you... Yeah.
Like, he seems to be the most hated comedian.
Yeah, he's like the Tom Brady of stand-up comics, where he's a good-looking dude. He's... fucking hot ass, and then everybody resents him, so then everyone wants to fucking trash him.
Easy to go there. I can see that. He's way better looking, and he's, you know, he's got jokes, and he's fucking everybody. He's in movies.
Yeah, a millionaire.
I can see how he wanted, he's a massive millionaire. I did comedy one time, and I did stand-up before him, but it was a roast. So I just fucked with everybody on there, and then I actually wrote down a couple of jokes because someone told me that he was going to be there, and I didn't know that because it was Kerry Hart and Pink. You know who those people are?
I know what Pink is.
Yeah, well, his husband's a friend of mine.
It's her husband.
Sorry. Oh, the skateboard guy. The motocross guy. Yeah,
so I'm doing pretty well. Everyone thinks I'm really funny, even though nobody who is actually a real comedian has come up on the stage yet. So it was very easy for me to look awesome because we just had a bunch of dudes go, yeah, love Kerry Hart, but man, what a fag.
He was just roasting
everyone.
Oh
my God, I'm gonna shine so hard right now. So I had a couple of jokes, and then I started to make a joke about what a cocksucker, what's his name, Dane Cook is. Because I thought it'd be funny for a dude who isn't a comedian to trash Dane Cook before he comes out.
Right.
Did I know that Kerry Hart didn't know that Dane Cook was going to be there? That was a special surprise for his birthday.
Oh, shit.
So, I said something about Dane Cook, and then Pink came over and whispered in my ear, he doesn't know about Dane Cook. And I was like,
he does now.
Well, you fucking... Yeah. But he still didn't even get it, because halfway through the joke, she just jumped up and said something. But then he came up and said, give it up for Jason Ellis, the funniest guy in the room. And I was like, you motherfucker, because now I don't hate you.
Comedian.
He got in my mind.
That's what he did. He's the motocross. Motocross is motocross. That's hard to say.
Kerry Hart is? Or is Dane Cook is?
Dane Cook went up and said, this is the funniest guy in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, not Kerry Hart. Dane Cook said that.
Oh, Dane Cook said it. I'm sorry.
So you think that dude's funny? He said that I'm funnier than him.
There you go.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
So why don't you go to Dallas for 12 days? Do my fucking gig.
Because I have this gig, and it's way sweeter, as you can already tell. All I do is go, you drive a Prius, and then I go home.
Yeah.
You have to go on the road, planes and stuff. You don't have any kids. You're a freewheeling guy, I can tell. Every now and then you sober up, and you get a little rational, but then you like to be out there, and you like to cuss up a storm and offend everybody. That's your life. You live for it. Whether you like it or not, you are the comedian's comedian. I can't fucking escape it, because every angle I check him, he's just there. He's on the road. Fucking he loves it. You're not like, oh, fuck, I hate planes. I hate fucking hotel rooms.
Yeah, I love it. No, I hate it.
Why do you do it?
Because I gotta fucking pay. Gotta fucking live. I gotta eat. What am I gonna do?
You don't like it?
I like the shows I like. I hate the travel.
Okay.
Murderous thoughts.
But
I wanna make $1 zillion so I can buy my own jet.
How do you do
and
that?
I have a giant fucking bed in the back with a huge seatbelt and just fucking put it on. And then give me that Michael Jackson gas.
Yeah.
And put me out and then just wake me up wherever I'm at. Wheel me out and I'll sleep right in my fucking clothes I'm gonna wear on stage.
I've thought about that gas before. To get a good night's sleep.
Just gas
me. If you could do it. If you
had money,
no one's gonna tell anybody. You just out and you wake up. Really well rested, like maybe get an IV in there and shit. Like just wake up like, oh my God, I feel so refreshed.
Yeah, I can't stand planes. Just can't stand them.
Spleens?
Planes.
Oh, planes.
Yeah.
You're gonna crash.
No, I don't think the only time I thought about that was recently when I was going into Albany. We got in a really bad storm, and people were fucking screaming like bitches. It was really...
Oh, terrified. You
know, just making these bitchy noises behind me.
Don't you hate that?
Because I was scared, but they were adding to my level of nervousness.
No, they're making it way worse.
Not because I wasn't.
They're making it way worse.
Doing that shit.
Oh, when it drops?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, all that type of stuff. Started off with the nervous laughing, looking at each other, and then it escalated to that, and then some lady puked in the back.
That
made it funny, though. But it was weird, because I was praying to God for the first time in years, and I just felt like a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you slide me in at the last second?
Yeah. Like he's listening.
That's a good plane story.
It does make you want to do that, though. It does make you want to ask him if he could do us a huge favor and stop shaking the plane. It would be much appreciated. I'll do special things when I get off the plane.
I think you just go in the ground.
Yeah. It does seem like that.
I was watching this thing on cryogenics.
I always thought that I would smoke weed with Tupac when I died.
Maybe
I don't know if I watched... I listened to this one song where he is Heaven Got a Ghetto too many times, but I just assumed that there was a place for me with Tupac.
Does Heaven have a ghetto? That's the song he had?
Yeah, he did.
That guy went to the private schools.
I wonder if Heaven had a ghetto.
That guy?
Yeah, but he's from the streets. Before he died, he was from the streets.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to get on a plane now.
You do?
Yeah.
Right now. Have fun in Australia.
I went to the St. Patrick's Day Parade down in Southie. Can I claim it? All right, Dingo.
See you guys.
See you, dude.
Phil Burr and Dingo. Finally.
Fucking
shaking hands.
Jesus, I can't believe
he's taking the vines.
He has on Uggs and soccer mom sweatpants.
He's dressed like a humongous pillow. He's very cuddly.
He looks like he just had a baby.
You know what? He did kind of shed one. He was a fat bastard for a while.
Yeah, it looks like he had some extra weight he just shed. Exactly.
Burbank Dave, you're on with Bill Burr.
What up, J-Mate?
Oi.
You got to get this guy back on the show. Bill, you're awesome. I feel like we've just barely scratched the surface.
Opie and Anthony own him. I can only have him one time, and
fuck
I'm very
that.
Lucky
I live
to have
out,
him.
I live out here.
You do?
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
Hey, I fucked up and forgot about this gig at 2:10. I still got here by 2:30. I'm right here. Yeah. Billion. I live right above the Ralphs, right around the corner.
You do? Man, you really do need some gigs. You live right here, Ralphs?
You know what it is?
I got a gun held to my face like two blocks from there.
What's great about the Prius is it offers you
this
split back seat that you can put down. And I just put down the fatter one and I sleep it in the back. It's got the tinted out windows.
I used to do that too.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
That's how you stay out of debt.
Radio's kind of like being a comedian, huh?
Radio's way worse.
Wow.
There's no.
I feel awesome right now.
Now there's no clear channel of stand up that'll just try to whittle it down to four stand up comedians for the whole fucking country.
Jesus,
yeah,
it is a crazy thing, huh?
Yeah, because I, you guys are the ones that help me sell tickets, and I build up these great relationships with these really talented fucking morning shows, afternoon shows, and they're killing it in the ratings. And I've been coming back, and like 30% of them, kind of roughly, are gone. For no fucking reason other than that just trying to make more money.
It is a crazy thing. I feel like I've just sort of stumbled onto a line of work that is so temperamental. Because all of a sudden everyone's like, dude, they could just fire you for being the best guy on radio.
No,
I'm
but
like, that doesn't make any sense.
But guys like you are going to win. Talent's going to win.
Because
nobody's going to. I don't want to listen to some four guys sitting in the middle of St. Louis. And then occasionally they do a drop for the weather and wherever the fuck I'm at. And then you like the local guys, the guys who are from your city, can talk about your sport teams and go through the bullshit you're going through. So I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah.
In case you thought I was speaking for the group, I just thought I'd throw it personally there.
I think we're going to make it.
I think so.
But you probably lose a couple of us. Bill's probably
right. This is a fucking great show.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
We get my own studio. I'm going to make like a humongous room of
torture. You are the radio personality's personality.
I got to go.
When I think of fucking radio personalities, man, I'm telling you.
Fucking
you
asshole.
You are the man. Hey, when's the next...
Ellis Mania?
I tried to go to an X Game thing here. I'm really into that motocross shit. I think it's cool as hell. When's the next one?
Anaheim 1 is I don't know. Soon. Very soon.
And is that one of the ones where they build the ramp all the way up into the fucking crowd?
No. That's Mega Ramp.
That's Mega Ramp.
Yeah, I did that.
No, not Mega Ramp. I mean, like, they're doing, like, a race. Motocross race.
X Games.
Don't they go up into the stands?
It's a shitty race. They have a way better race. The real moto. Supercross. It's called Anaheim 1, yeah. It's the AMA Supercross. It's very entertaining. I recommend it.
That's something I'm doing on my break.
They have beer there, too.
I'm gonna learn how to ride a motorcycle
on my break. But you would save a lot of gas.
A lot of petrol.
That's right. Petroleum.
No, I want a dirt bike. I want to learn how to ride one of those.
I've got dirt bikes. I'm sponsored by Kawasaki. Want to go ride?
Yeah.
I'll teach you
how to ride.
You'll fucking die.
I'm a pussy. I'll drive it half mile an hour. I fucking drive a Prius.
Rodo can't ride a bicycle.
I can barely ride a bicycle, yeah.
You can't ride a bicycle.
I can barely ride a bicycle.
Okay.
Same thing.
So how did you fill up your childhood time?
I believe. Yeah, I had a computer.
That's right. I keep forgetting everybody didn't grow up when I did.
Yeah, it's a different generation. You can get away with not learning to ride a bike.
It's the yin and the yang that you're talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to use sticks for guns. We're that age where we can sit there and talk about the poverty of our childhood.
Yeah, I had my first email address when I was like 9.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Can't cook.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
Can't even cook his own food.
Have you ever even paid for music in your entire life?
There was a couple years where I was, and then, like, Napster showed up.
You're a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah.
You probably download Bill Burr for free, too.
Ten years of stealing music. Look what's happened.
Yeah.
Now we got Glee. Steven Tyler is, like, judging people who can't fucking sing.
Who used to come to Karma.
There's still a shitload of great music. It's just not stuff that anybody buys. Because everybody steals all the good music. So everybody stays really underground.
So you're just going to copy them?
Yeah.
Good for you.
You know, you can't stop it.
What do you want, Bob?
Well, you could not become a part of it.
Oh, good day, cuz.
But you can't stop other people from doing it. Everybody's going to do it, you know? So just go with
apathy.
The flow. Yeah.
This is the apathy generation.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Massive.
Okay. Yeah. But, well, you know, everybody's killing him, so I'll get up in a guard tower.
I suggest the music business figure out a way to make money off of people stealing music.
Do you have a cold?
No, this is how I always talk.
Okay.
Wow. Just took a shot at him. Did he just tell you that he can't ride a bicycle? Now you're going to talk about his nasal voice?
Oh, he's one of those guys? I didn't take a shot at him. I kind of did, though.
Yeah, you did.
I kind of did.
Especially when you're
a
comedian traveling the world.
He admitted He admitted that he stole it, and he just said, there's nothing you could do, and I'm just going to keep doing it.
There was not an ounce of fucking guilt. It's about fear, I think.
You are a pussy, though. And it's hard not to bring up if you haven't met you before.
But I bet he drives a more manly car than I do.
His car broke down today, but yes, it is more manly than yours. And it made it way more manly than it broke down, because you know those fucking pussy hybrid things are fucking reliable as all shit.
I've got a 98 BMW.
You already get caught in the snow, you fucking sissy. Get out there and fucking change the tire. It's good for you.
Yeah, no, that's one of the things. That car, like, all the tires are the size of the temporary spare.
Very easy to change in the rain.
You pick up two at a time in each hand.
Bart, what's your question?
G'day, cunt. Hello. Yo, Bill, how's it going, man?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, big fan. Kind of probably a lame question, but how would I go about getting into comedy, you know, if I wanted to get out there and subject myself to...
Just write 5 minutes of shit that you think's funny, sign up for an open mic, and when they call your name, go up on stage, and you're in. It's it. It's easy.
Nice.
There you go.
And don't judge yourself the first 10 times you do it. First 10 times you do it, it's all about just having the balls to go up there when they say your name and not run out of the room. And then after that, you can start critiquing yourself.
So I was accidentally good when I performed. Bill.
No, if you were good, you were good.
First time, that must
mean... But probably the second time you went up, you'd be trying to remember what the fuck you said the first time, which would
I would never... No way I could say the same thing twice.
Yeah. Jesus, you could be the radio personality's personality and the comedian's comedian.
Man,
if you already know that.
Don't act like I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
Man.
Why don't you? Why don't you do a one-man show?
Thought about
it. Talk about your pain and explain your tattoos.
Thought about crying in front of millions. Numerous times I've jacked off to that. Speaking of jacking off, theperfectstory.com. My wife is on there telling stories, and you can jerk off to her. Don't forget to come up and tell me that.
It's exciting
in my
news
face.
For everybody.
It is. I look for Bill. Maybe you could go on there. My friend, who's a friend of my wife's, came in to tell us some exciting news about her new website where hot chicks tell stories. And potentially, whether you do or you don't, you might want to jack off to these stories. Theperfectstory.com. And my wife is on there telling a story in underwear. So you can jerk off to her. I didn't know that.
I'm trying to go all natural with the sex shit. I'm trying to actually have it with another human being rather than fucking sitting there with my getting radiation to my balls.
But the only thing that's weird about that is, what if nobody wants to watch you jack off? That's where you go to.
Nobody wants to watch you, Jacko?
Yeah, well, it's hard to get... Because you've got a girlfriend, a regular, so she could probably... You'd be like, look, I'm feeling creepy. Watch me jack off. You can't just do that in a bar. It's hard.
Wait a minute. What does creepy mean in your world? Horny?
No, creepy is when...
You feel like doing something weird.
Yeah, sometimes I want to jack off in front of my wife, but it's a thing that I used to... When I was younger, I would want to do that. Because, one, you don't feel guilty about it later. You know, you didn't
get
any AIDS or
anything.
Do you put on a
raincoat?
No, I just jack up in front of them. But it is very creepy.
I want to do the old flash a bit.
Well, it's not a flash, it's a full-on finishing deal.
Yeah, it's an Australian tradition.
I think I might have made it that. But I recommend it to everybody. But
I recommend it too. I think it's a great thing to do.
It's not easy to pull off, is what I'm saying.
Oh, my girlfriend could look right at me. I don't give a shit. She could be bitching at me about stuff she wants me to do better, and I could still rub one out right in front of her.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that one. Kids do that.
I mean,
too.
It would be a more spiteful orgasm. As
sometimes
opposed,
good.
As opposed, yeah.
It can't be spiteful every time, but the occasional yeah. spiteful, Jack?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Bill Burr, you're a man.
All right.
You're the real comedian.
Bill Burr. That's all you've got. That's your fucking comeback before we leave.
It's
you
not a
fucking loser.
Oh, it's
your own Monday. That's your nasal voice.
It flew.
BillBurr.com. He's going to be in a bunch of spots. Sometimes he's going to be there for too long, but they're always going to be good. They're going to be high level because he is the comedian's comedian. BillBurr.com.
That was awesome.
Don't die, assholes. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. I don't want to play this. I want to play something else.
I'm going to play something uplifting.
It's my trademark thing. I'm supposed to play this fucking song and say, don't die. If I don't say don't die, people get weird about it.
Then they think they're going to die. It becomes like a superstition.
Yeah, it's like, if I don't say don't die, then they will
die.
See,
and then one day you can shut down the beef industry. You get enough listeners.
Oh, I'm looking forward to jacking off to that day. Don't die!